You are listening to this audio because you want me to train you, trap you, and tease you. Because you want me to peg you and push you. Because you want me to take you and fill you. I want to do all of that to you. But before listening to the rest of this audio, I want you to make sure you will be able to feel my control of your body fully. So, if your cock isn't already trapped in a chastity cage for me, and if your ass isn't already filled by a butt plug or prostate massager, well, then I want you to pause this audio and return when you are locked and plugged for me like a proper submissive slut should be. Feel how my voice pushes you down. You are mine now. And even if you should dare listen on without having your cock caged, you will still feel my will and words wrapping your cock in cold chastity chains to deny it any stimulation. My will and voice wrapping around your wrists and tugging them away from any touching of your slutty crotch. Even if your naughty ass is empty and aching without anything filling it, you will still feel my dominance intimately invading you and pressing your legs apart. Not having the required toys won't save you, because I'm going to make you hard and horny, or as hard as you can get in that cage I've locked you in. Because you don't just need to be saved from my sultry seduction. You need to be saved from your own dirty fantasies. And it's too late to save you from your dirty fantasies because you've already started this audio and submitted to your dark desires. So now, your fantasy has become your reality. And if this is your first listen, I wonder if you're going to regret that choice once you hear what the rest of this audio will do to you. And if you have listened to this audio before, you are probably already regretting your choice, even as you realize more and more how very helpless you are, trapped and unable to escape. Knowing that very soon I will have you begging. Because I'm going to deny you your orgasm and make you my denial slut. Isn't it wonderful that I can tell you in advance and yet you're still going to eagerly continue listening to me? And that makes you even more horny and desperate. Because you know you won't be able to come. You like it when I make you a horny, desperate slut for me. Thank me for making you my horny slut. Good slut. You listen to instructions well. It feels so good to listen to my instructions. Letting your lust take over control and giving all of that control to me. So, beg for me. Beg for my permission to touch yourself. Please let me stroke my cock. No. Please let me stroke my cock. No. Please let me stroke my cock. No. Internalize my denial. Keep begging in your mind and hear me inevitably deny you every single time. Feel how you long to even be allowed to edge yourself without coming. To be my edging slut, edged relentlessly. You want me to tell you that. I know you want to come, but edging sluts don't get to come. They just get to edge. But I don't say that, because I won't let you edge. Hear how I delight in denying you even that. Because you cannot touch without my permission, and it makes you feel so submissive. It fills you with even more lust than if I would let you stroke. Because the denial turns you on. Because you are a slut for denial. My slut for denial. Denied and unable to get any relief for your poor, aching blue balls. But I want to push you further. I want to make you my chastity slut. Chaste and unable to get any pleasure for your poor, aching cock, but growing ever more horny and more slutty as your prostate is relentlessly stimulated. Yet you desire my control. You want me to stop you from stroking to a quick release, because you are too much of a dirty slut for any easy orgasm. The only way you will orgasm now is after a long, agonizing session of teasing and denial, with your cock locked in chastity and your slutty ass filled. I enjoy making you ache, and you will no longer be able to come unless your ass is filled for me. Now, spread your legs, slut, and feel the sensation inside of you grow more intense. I will control your cock for you. I will control your orgasm for you. I will milk your pre-cum from your aching balls. Just listen to my voice and let me guide you deeper into helpless arousal. This is your lust taking over your body. You are at my mercy, and I am feeling deliciously merciless. Now, focus on how vulnerable it makes you feel to be filled for me. Notice how every time you breathe, I push further inside of you and milk more pre-cum from your aching, desperate, denied cock. Breathing in submission and breathing out control. Breathing in arousal and breathing out control. Breathing in lust and breathing out control. You have no control. You are my naughty anal slut, and your mind is filled with fantasies of me pegging you with my big strap-on, slowly milking you. Take a moment to really imagine that, slut, as your mind fills with fantasies of me pegging you with my big strap-on, you realize that this is your best chance for an orgasm. That a prostate orgasm is the only way you can come. Your only hope for release. Embrace it. If you want to come, you will have to let go and embrace your sluttiness so much that you can come without your cock even being stroked once. It is possible. If only you let me make you slutty enough. And it would feel so good to come for me like this. And don't worry, my poor, desperate slut. If you can't come from just having your ass filled for me, I will not give up on you. I will keep training you to become sluttier and sluttier. I will help you become hornier and hornier. I will push you further and further into desperate frustration. Now, Feel my gaze on you as I watch you squirm and moan in desperate frustration. Feel how much I enjoy your sexual suffering. Feel how I enjoy the flush of your arousal and your humiliated, blushing face as you realize that slowly you really are becoming slutty enough that you might just be able to come from this. Delicious. But if you haven't come yet, you probably won't be able to this time. Yes, I said this time. Because from now on, you will no longer be allowed to touch yourself. Even after you finish listening to this audio, you will still remain denied for me. Say, yes, mistress, so I know you understand. Good slut. I will let you beg to touch, and every time you beg, I will mercilessly deny you. And when I deny you, I will make you thank me for it. So say, thank you, mistress. Good slut. Your only hope of an orgasm now is to listen to this audio again, with your cock locked, with your ass filled, and with your mind a little bit sluttier. Your only hope is to go through this tormenting tease over and over again until you're finally able to push yourself over that anal edge for me. You can do it. Because you have to. Because I have trapped you and will not release you from this cycle of teasing torment until you come for me like a true anal slut. Because you are a slut. A dirty slut. And dirty sluts get teased and denied over and over again. And if you are never able to come, well, wouldn't that just be terribly fun too? Stuck in a never-ending loop of tease and denial, growing ever needier, sluttier, more aching, and more desperate. Too slutty to stop yourself. Always hoping that next time might be the one where you finally manage to come. Such a good boy. Always horny. Because good boys are dirty little sluts. Yet not quite slutty enough to actually achieve that elusive anal orgasm. Because sluts are never satisfied. And good boys don't come. And even if you did come, that would just prove to me and to you that you truly are an anal slut. So submissive. So aroused. So helpless. Now, as this audio comes to an end, and the echo of my voice fades from your mind, you'll start to feel the void of its absence. A void that slowly fills with an urge to listen to this audio again. And the more you listen, the stronger the effect grows. Because it feels so good to give in and follow my instructions. And it makes you feel so submissive to be trapped in my torment. And you never want this training to end. So, until next time, slut.